Well, we've sang a lot of songs. It's already almost 7 o'clock, so we'll just take a few minutes here. This is the first day, or first service of the new year. The last couple of years, while we've took a little time, and I wrote down what you had for a goal in this year to come. You got any goals for this year? Well, let's look back at some of the old ones. If you just take a minute and do that. It'll be a blessing to you. It will. First one, Jacob. Do you remember what you said last year, Jacob?
To be content for what I have.
Well, that was the year before last. Now, last year, you said a place to live. Well, you got a place to live now, don't you?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. Ain't that a blessing?
Yeah.
And I expect you're content.
Yes.
Yes. Amen.
Well, ask and ye shall receive.
Amen.
Have goals that are just, that matter. Well, that was good. That was good. Esther and Dakota, your name's not on here. Either you didn't say anything or you weren't here last year.
I think they weren't here last year. Something happened.
I don't remember what it would have been or what, but I just noticed your name wasn't on here. Teresa. Well, 2 years ago you said, "Gird up my mind and not let the devil trouble me with things that are not true." Well, do you make any progress in it?
Yes, sir. He's helped me an awful lot with that one.
You remember what you said last year?
Not really.
Well, you said, "Pray more specifically for our children without putting my hand to it."
Yeah.
And then you said, "Reach out to people more." Yeah. Dad, you remember what you said? Well, year before last, you said, "Pray more for the church." And then last year, you said, "Pray more for my boys who are lost." Kim, you remember what you said last year?
Probably a lot of stuff.
Well, you said a lot of stuff last year, I'm sure. But, I mean, that one night when we were having church. Don't break up the meeting here. You said, "Walk more in spirit and in truth. And become debt free."
Still working on that one.
We're closer though.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find you. 2 years ago, I had to open the paper. I think it's on the inside. Yes, there it is. 2 years ago, you said, "Better prayer life, interceder, not say negative things about others, less time on social media, speak kindly to others, take responsibility for things that are my fault. Stop worrying about changing others and stop giving my opinion and advice."
Wow. I only have one this year working on that.
All right. Seth, you remember what you said last year?
I don't remember last year, but I remember a year before because I wrote it all down. But I wrote like both sides of a paper, see?
Well, mine's a little more brief here. You said more self-aware, less critical. Better friend, know God's will for my life. Pray more for others, less for myself. See people in my life come to know the Lord. Read more books, help the church grow. Not allow negative people to steal my joy and be a good example. Last year, you said be debt free to be able to help others in the kingdom of God. Be more prepared for the opportunities God gives to be a blessing or say something. And then you said, "See family divisions done away with, resolved."
Some of it I've got some help with, for real.
Yeah.
I mean, it's good to write these things down. It's, you know, you had us do this. This was over in the other church. And I remember the night we sat there and wrote all of them out. Yeah. And it's in my Bible, so I see it pretty often.
Yeah.
It's pretty helpful.
I still have the one that we did over there in the church, and I was expecting Libby at the time, and I heard on the paper, have a baby. That was the first thing I put at the top of the paper. It's like at least something I didn't fail at. It's terrible.
Anna, you remember what you said last year?
I think learning to cook was one of them.
Well, yeah.
That's
not what
my personal ones.
That's not what I wrote down here. Let's see. Well, 2 years ago, you said grow closer to God and put God first, pray for the church, and learn to cook.
There it is.
2 years ago.
Everyone remembers 2 years ago better than last year.
Yeah. Last year, you said pray more for others than my own needs and concerns. All right, Gary. Well, I don't see you on 2 years ago. Were you here 2 years ago?
I was here 2 years ago. Okay, I'm used to being forgotten.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, you're not. I didn't write anything down for you 2 years ago, but last year you said to trust God more and worry less.
That worked out pretty well.
Good.
2020 was a great year for that.
Gained ground or lost ground?
Gain.
Good. Very good. All right, Amy. Let me see here. Find you on the 2 year thing. There you are. Do you remember last year? You don't remember 2 years ago? All right, 2 years ago you said be more diligent in Bible journal and be a better help to friends. And then last year you said be more diligent doing my part in time management and money. So, gain ground or lost ground?
Not even
kill.
That's right. That's
right. All right. Brother Mike, you remember what you said last year?
I slept since.
You slept since? Well, let's see. 2 years ago, you said read Bible more and pray for pastor. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Last year, you said see family saved. All right. I don't want to miss somebody, and they're all mixed up here in different... different places here. Wyatt. Where's Wyatt? There he is. Lost you in the crowd. You don't remember?
I don't know.
Okay, 2 years ago, you said be a godly example and an encourager. And then last year, you said be more diligent to finish things I start.
That is a good ambition.
Well, your mama says you've improved on that.
Yeah.
You don't look like you're very confident about that.
I guess it's not for me to say.
Let another man's lips praise thee. All right. I've got some more 2 years ago that I don't have last year, like 2 years ago, Dakota. You remember what you said 2 years ago? All right, study and read for faithfully. Study and read more faithfully, I guess it's supposed to be, and have more control. Quit smiling, Esther. And Esther, 2 years ago you said not be a talebearer or gossip. Raymond, 2 years ago, you said pray to be closer to God and pray for the pastor. And last year, I just wrote down here, Raymond gave testimony about how someone witnessed to him. So. Elizabeth? Oh, I got one for you 2 years ago, but not last year.
She may be in the nursery.
Yeah.
Well, 2 years ago, you said be more encouragement to husband.
Yeah, that worked out. Oh, wow.
Well, there's some on here that... if I read them to you, it would break your heart.
I found one of the boys in one of their old Bibles.
Well, I've got Brandon on here. Read Bible more and be more faithful. Lonzo, put God first. Daniel, read Bible together with wife. Learn more together. Cassie, think of others more than myself. Maddie, 2 years ago. Here, Maddie, I almost skipped you, didn't I? There you are. All right, Maddie, you remember what you said last year?
No.
You remember what you said 2 years ago? All right. 2 years ago, you said to be more obedient, listen more, be a better sister and person. All right. Then last year you said be a better sister.
Yes. I see improvement.
Oh, yeah. I remember what mine was last year. I just never did tell you because I'm pretty sure I was in nursery. But it was to be a better mother.
Be a better mother.
I think I've gained a little bit of ground. I do. Like, well, I won't go into that, but I think I've gained a little ground there.
Well, it is a learning process, believe me.
It doesn't ever end.
No. The only ones who think they're a good mother are the ones who aren't one yet.
That's true.
All right, let's see. Alyssa, there you go.
She's in the nursery.
She's not on last year's, but...
Okay, speak it into the speaker.
She can hear me. Holler if you can hear me, Alyssa. Well, 2 years ago, you said, read my Bible more and be a better example and be more of a blessing. Well, I believe you've done pretty good, Alyssa.
Yeah.
You're welcome. All right. I keep looking and I keep finding... But I believe I got them all now.
What about you?
I didn't write them down. On them. I was busy writing everybody else's. I just never thought about it. We'll have some more here pretty soon. We got a crop of little ones coming right up here. It's starting to think. Lucas told me last night that if you can't beat them, join them. And Dorothy just swore up and down it's in the Bible. So they got a little to learn, but they've got some, they're starting to get some ambitions. All right, now let's try to go pretty quick here. Let's don't give a sermon or nothing. Just tell me a goal you got for this year. Be realistic, reasonable. Who wants to be first? Mm-hmm. All right, Brother Mike. He's got his hand in there.
2020 was good for us.
Yeah.
Mom and Tash quit smoking.
Yeah.
And Lonzo graduated.
Yeah.
And Brandon got married.
Yeah.
So now I want to see 2020-21 to get him in church.
Yeah.
Yes. Exactly.
Yep.
On kind of that note, Mike, we had given his mom one of our Bibles, and she has told me that she is reading it daily, and...
Amen.
You start.
Yep, yes. You better believe it. You got to start somewhere, and we got to believe, you know. When Jesus saw their faith, then he spoke to them.
Faith cometh by hearing by...
The Word of God. Yep. Come in. All right, who's next?
Go ahead, Liza.
Well, I'll go. I've been thinking about it quite a bit because I thought you might do it Wednesday night, so I've been thinking. I want to try to not worry about things I can't change in certain situations, especially in families. Not so much in my family as in... You know, my in-law side of the family, there's just some things that I can't change, and, you know, that
need to change.
Need something needs to happen. And so, but I worry about it too much. I let it affect me, like, every day-to-day life, and I just worry about it too much. And I just need to stop, because there ain't nothing I can do about it.
Yep.
And I want to work on just controlling my mind and not letting it just try to think about things on purpose instead of just letting it go.
Yep. That's necessary.
Yes.
Sorry. Amen.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately, too. And one of mine's the same as Elizabeth, just more self-control on where my mind goes, how I let other people affect me. And another big one is completion. I've got so much started that I need to finish. So that's going to be...
finishing things you start.
Yep.
Yep. Well, that's a good deal. That's a good goal to have.
Yes.
Amen. Anybody else?
Mike, just the same as last year, I'm pretty close. David is, he's a lot closer than he used to be. He's not there, but I just feel like that he's, you know, he's little by little, he's getting closer. I hope to see that this year.
Amen. All right.
I want to, how can I say it in a few words, okay? Hard for me. Maybe that should be the goal. Learn how to say more without saying so much.
Less is more.
I want to not set my goals for my life so high that I can't accomplish anything and I miss what's going on today.
Yeah.
Yep.
My kids are, you know, grown up.
And, yep.
You know, me and Grandpa was talking about this today, but I just, it's on my mind. But I have so much that I want to accomplish and so much going on, and I set goals and I have all these plans and all these different things I want to do. And I miss what's happening today, planning for what I'm going to do tomorrow. And then tomorrow comes and I miss that day for planning, you know, being aggravated because I didn't get done today. You know what I mean? Like I don't live in the present or have presence of mind about things. I'm too distracted by a lot of stuff and I miss more than I should. And, you know, it'd be a shame to raise our kids and get to this point and then just turn loose of the reins for others, you know, other things and you know, make mistakes that are irreversible here in this stage of the journey. So, presence of mind.
Yeah. Right.
Well, you're probably going to think this one's real funny, but the Lord's really pressed this on my heart all year, and it goes hand in hand with what he's saying. There's a problem that I have real bad that when I think that I've got something under control in my mind or I understand it, that just as soon as I think that I'm there, it's like the devil just has a way with, you know, creating a scenario where I react like that, and it's not the way I want to react or how I know the Lord wants me to react. And so my goal for 2021, brace yourself, everyone, is to learn to be meek and quiet. The Lord's really impressed that upon my heart what I think He wants from me is to just, when something happens or something is said, to just meditate on that and not react so quickly to everything. I'm really bad about that, and it is something that I really want to see accomplished in my life. I think it's been a stumbling block for me for a while. It's just, I'm already thinking about what I need to do or say, and I don't take time. So I want to see that happen. I think the Lord wants to see that happen.
Yeah. Well, that's one of those things we're talking about, like on Wednesday night, your mind, you get habits in your mind, the way you think, and you react habitually.
Yep.
It's a lifelong habit. It's not easy to
like
break.
Like a path that your computer learns.
Yes.
Yep.
You just default to certain reactions.
Your reaction.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You had changed my purpose.
Well, I've seen you doing that a little bit.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I have.
I have too.
Yeah.
It's harder for some people than others.
Oh, I know. Well, it's good when you live long enough and you stay with the same people long enough and you see them grow and mature and learn and understand, you know, I mean... First time I knew Kim, she was 9 years old.
Younger than Maddie.
Yeah, younger than Maddie there. So.
Yeah.
You've come a long way.
It's okay, the Lord's showed me a lot of things through my children.
Yeah, he does.
All right, who's next?
Well, 2020 was, I don't know, I've talked a lot about it with you guys. Of, I just feel like there was a lot of things in 2020 that the Lord really just spoke to my heart about, you know, not whether it be convicting things or whatever, but there, I felt that God moved in my life or helped me grow in very certain areas that was just for me. And I don't mean that like in a bragging way, but just I've seen the Lord work in my heart this year and speak to me in such a direct way that I never experienced before. And that's my prayer for this year, is that the Lord will let me grow and help me grow like he has this past year. Because ultimately that's what I want to do. I've from a year ago now, looking back, I do that. I've done that throughout the whole year, since I graduated. I've done that and I've seen where the Lord has brought me and how I think and how I, just
yep.
understanding on things. And I know I do not have it all figured out, but the Lord has just really helped me. And I believe, I don't think you have to be around a lot of godly people. We are, and that's a blessing. But you could live there. I believe you could live by yourself the rest of your life and with your Bible, and the Lord can still let you know everything that you need to know. And I've just really experienced that this year. And I pray that this year I can look back a year from now and see that I've grown or seen progress. Because I have seen progress
yeah.
in my own heart. And that's my goal or my want or prayer for this year.
Good. That's a good goal. You know, if you took off on a trip like from here to California, there's an old saying, he's moving so slow, he's going to have to set up stakes, see if he's moving. Y'all, some of you may not have ever heard that, but you need to see the difference. You know, I mean, I can think back a year ago and think to now, and I think the same thing. I just think, oh my goodness. You know, what have I gained in this year? A lot. In my soul. There's just times in my life, I may have said it the other night, but there's just times when you just you take a step up. I mean, things just open up for you.
Yes.
I mean, that's been my experience in being a Christian. There's been different times in my life where there was just a major opening of everything. It has changed everything. And it's been that way this year for me. It has really been that way. I've learned some things, and the Lord just let me see some things that they're unspeakable. I mean, and I'm not talking crazy stuff. I'm just talking about understanding.
Amen. Well, one other thing that goes along with it, this was my other goal, I guess you could say, is to keep a quiet heart in the sense of to be still or be content in where I'm at, to be able to hear what he's trying to lead me to do.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to make a mistake. And the only way to do that is to wholeheartedly listen and pray for the people around me that are helping guide me, because they need strength too. And I do believe that the devil is out to attack anybody who is trying to, you know,
do right,
and to discipline myself enough to be still and yep. to listen and to be quiet when I need to be quiet, or submit when I need to be, so that the path is clear. Yep. I believe he can give me a clear, and my family, my mother and father, a clear path. And that's my other goal.
Well, it's real simple. Be content in whatsoever state you're in. Paul learned that.
Yep.
Jail, free, you know, didn't matter. He just was content.
Yep.
And content to stay there. They went some places and stayed years. They went some places and didn't stay but a few days. Mm-hmm. And, all right.
I have some, but I'm just going to give you one.
Okay. And she told me she had about 20, and I said,
well, I have five. I actually have five, but I've resolved to read them every day, at least once a week. Not every day, but at least once a week. I put them in a place where I can read them. But this is the last one, and I think it sums it all up pretty much. To ask myself at the end of every day, week, month, and year, wherein I could possibly, in any respect, have done better. If I can look back on each day, and I've done this for a long time, come to the end of the day and say, well, it's the end of the day. Have I done anything that was worth anything? And sometimes I'll wake up in the morning, and what can I do today? Lord, show me what I can do today that would be a blessing to someone, or it would help someone. And I don't search for it. I just wait. So that's what I want to do, is just try to do better. You know, listen to him, follow him.
Amen. Raymond, did you raise your hand?
Yes, sir. This is just trouble that I had. It's a personal thing with my neighbor and his son. But I think the training I've got from you and God helped me from making a personal mistake. When they intrude on me with junk and I talk to them nice, this is an old man. But listen, at one time, he told me not to do stuff on my own property. And they had jumped me up. And I turned. And I stopped. I felt the heat coming up. And I stopped and I thought, I don't want to do this. Before I would have yanked him out of his house, standing in the doorway. I don't like him now, because what he did was wrong, even though he's almost 90, or maybe 90 now. But I did get stirred up without hurting anybody, with the sheriff's help. But I think if I hadn't been coming to church and knowing the right way, that I'd probably been a penitentiary. I'm thankful to God for that.
Well, amen, Raymond.
To be had.
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Anybody else?
Well, I wrote quite a list out, but I won't read them all to you because it may bore you. But my number one is to be more purposeful with my time. This, I don't know, I just feel like I don't have a lot of free time. But what I do have, I try to use purposefully, you know, whether it's, you know, keeping the house or, you know, small things like that, or doing things that are bigger than that, you know, reading my Bible, doing devotions, keeping up with that, or doing things for others. And I don't know, this year has been eye-opening in a lot of ways, but I want to be more purposeful to do things with my time that is meaningful. There's a little lady that I've told y'all about, Miss Tuttero, but I sent her a Christmas card and she sent me one back. And I want to be more purposeful about reaching out to those kind of people that she asked me to keep in touch, and I want to do that. I want to be more faithful with just, I don't know, being a blessing and a witness to people like that who just not necessarily need the Lord, because I think she has him, but need encouragement. And that's two of my main ones, is just be purposeful with my time and be an encouragement to others. And of course, always be a good mother and not fail.
I can't write as fast as you can talk.
Sorry.
Well, I have three, but I'm only going to say one. I want to be a better friend. I really do, because I struggle with that a lot. Yeah, I do, but yeah, I just want to be a better friend.
Okay. If a man would have friends, he must show himself friendly. Anybody else?
I got one.
Okay, what?
I just want to be more responsible with the tasks that are given to me and the tasks that I take on by myself, and just be able to, kind of like what I said last year, but just be able to follow through with them and do them all the way and not be a slacker.
Well, that's a good one, Wyatt.
Yes, it is.
You'll do okay in life if you just do that. Put it this way, you'll have a step up on most everybody else your age.
Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
You just be responsible. I don't know if I wrote that down right. Be more responsible with responsibilities.
Hey, that'll work.
Yeah, I already did. Didn't take a year. I just looked down and thought, what? Alright.
Just to be a better example to my children. All and right. To be more disciplined in all aspects of my life.
Alright. Okay, Gary.
Well, 2020 wasn't really, it just made me realize how good my life was, to be honest with you. But it made me examine some past years, especially since I've been married. I think my goal for this year, kind of help out in a lot more aspects, but my main goal is to not bear so many burdens alone.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. That's kind of damaging.
Yeah.
Maybe be a little more tactful. That's been an issue this year.
All right. Jacob, you got a goal?
Continue the course.
That's a good one.
Continue the course.
That's great.
Yep, that's a pretty good goal right there. So you ain't planning on quitting this year?
No.
Amen. You know how hard it is to get people just to say that?
Yes, that's for sure.
Just resolve to not quit.
Yeah.
That's a more than it's a mouthful.
You ain't kidding.
Everybody always has that for a plan B.
Yep. Amen. Well, I just want to, mainly what my concern mostly is just the kids and the grandkids and just being the right kind of influence on their life. I'm trying to just fill in the gaps wherever I can.
Right, yes, sir.
And also the church here. I'd just like to see us pick up a little bit. You know, I'd like to see us get our building built and get some more people to come. Not after a big church, but it'd sure be nice if we had a few more. Because they would get help.
Yes,
grieves
sir.
Me. It just grieves me because I know we've got something to offer that would help people. I see people dying all around us and getting sick and dying. Okay. See people just wrecking their lives and I just know if they would just come and listen, God could help them. And that we could be a blessing and we could make a difference. And that's what I'd like to see. I'd like to see us get our building built this year, the Lord's willing, and see a few more people coming to church.
I feel like there's a lot more listening than what you think, even just like what I told you about Pam.
Yeah.
Asking about the message. And there's, I think, more people in this area listen more than you think.
I do too, honey. I do too.
Well, I know that I don't know how much it is around this area, but I know that a lot of people are listening. I do know that because it's consistent. When I put those messages up on Saturday morning, a lot of times there's 400 to 500 downloads within a couple hours. You know, you can get the app on your phone. It's a very simple app. It notifies you when the message is uploaded. And all you got to do is just touch it to listen to whatever you want to listen to. And so a lot of people are using that. All right, let me write mine down and then there we go. Next year we may be in heaven by then.
That'd be a good day.
Well, that's the truth. We ought to take that real serious.
Yes.
Well, something that I try to, it's not really a New Year's resolution or whatever. I really do try to do this. You know, we say it in prayer, pray for each other. And I don't know, I believe that there is a pull. I mean, we obviously know that. There's a pull. Been preaching about the spirits and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Anytime you pray for a good spirit or, you know, for to make progress or something, it can even be me sometimes. And we all are struggling with things in our life from day to day. It can be something super small. I know it is with me, so it's got to be for other people.
Yep.
And to really be diligent, you know, in talking about our church being built, you know, to actually have something substantial to offer.
Right.
You know, I think about that with the Sunday school. You know, sometimes it's hard to come up with a lesson or for it to fit all the ages and everything else. But that it be something that my spirit and me, what I'm supposed to be submitted, would do good to somebody, even just a little bit.
Yeah.
And
That was kind of one of my other goals, was to not complain so much about the things that we have, basically the opportunities we have, you know what I mean? Like the Sunday school thing, for instance, and like my children, you know, as everyone knows, Fee is quite whiny sometimes, but I love her. I love her, everything about her, and I don't want to complain or let that spirit take over. So, you know, to where I just almost get a bad attitude towards her because she's so whiny, you know what I mean? Like, just, oh, you know, exasperated or ungrateful for her because of her neediness. But to be thankful for the opportunity. Instead of being, you know, overwhelmed, to be thankful that I have her.
Yes. Yep.
And the purposefully choosing.
Well, we used to sing a song. It went kind of like this. Don't complain about problems. Rejoice in the opportunity.
And then we can plan a lot of problems.
To grow in grace, take hold of responsibility. Well, that's what she was just saying there about the children. They wear you out.
Yes, they certainly do.
But you just need to look at them and think, what would I do without them?
Well, and it's literally no time, and they won't anymore.
That's right.
And that's what I tell myself every night. Livy has been struggling with things that we all know about fear of the dark, you know, and last night she told me she didn't want her stars. She was okay. Don't get stars, Mommy. And she slept without them. And so it'll literally be just, and it'll be, she won't need me to lay there with her anymore
and
talk to her.
That's the goal, to get to where they don't need you.
And if you keep that in mind as a mother, it keeps your heart soft towards them instead of being frustrated with them.
Yeah, it's true. You help them overcome. They get victory over things. Otherwise, it turns into a phobia, and they're afraid to go outside. Seriously, people get all
Or it turns into a thing that you're afraid to lose.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's your purpose as a parent.
Yeah.
To make them into, you know, functioning, successful people that don't have to have you do everything.
That's right.
That's right.
It's why the world's full of, it's why it's so messed up. It's full of people
yeah, sure.
who aren't raised to be that.
Right.
And it's why, you know, we're in, but at the same time, I don't know.
It's a heartbreaking thing. It's like comforting, but heartbreaking.
It's not really. I mean, I have no greater joy.
Well, I think everybody's in a different flux of life,
mm-hmm.
and it's a weird position to be in because where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
Because I see them slowly heading off.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I know how, you know, even mine and yours relationship, and I still, you know, don't think that there's ever been a time when I didn't really need you in my life in some aspect. Sometimes more now than, I mean, you know, childish needs, they pass.
Oh, yeah.
But you'll never not need mom and dad. You just.
No, but, you know, it's kind of like the beginning of life, you know, when the baby's coming and you're facing all that to go through birth and everything, it's dread and fear and you don't know, and that makes such a big deal of that. But it's like Jesus said, as soon as it's over, you don't even remember. You don't think about the pain for joy that a man is born into the world. Well, it's that way when they grow up too. If they grow up and they do right,
yes.
It gives you more joy.
Oh, yes.
Than
yes.
You don't sit and grieve because they're not your little boy anymore, or little girl. You're proud of
yes.
them.
Well,
there's a satisfaction there and a reward.
There's something else that I want to do too, and it's not, you don't have to write it down, but gratitude for what my children do and what they are. Because I think sometimes you get so focused on the things that, oh my goodness, they're doing this wrong, and this can start even when they're little. And practicing that gratitude of, you know, praising them when they do good. God does with us. And you don't have to just focus on all the bad. And moms fall into that really bad. Mm-hmm. And I do it with my kids sometimes. And I've been trying to be in the habit of, hey, thank you for your faithfulness in this area. And you can do that the older they get, and they can respond the right way, because otherwise they take it like Christmas and become spoiled.
Well, it's a great encouragement, you know, to
but
the
heart. But they need that. They have to have
Oh, yes.
And they if you sure don't do it, it's you miss such a... opportunity.
And it don't take, you don't have to just lavish praise on them. I mean, all they need to know is that you're pleased with them.
That's right.
That's what they want. That's what they're striving for.
That's what I want from the Lord.
I feel like if we train from there instead of the bad, we'd be doing a lot more better with what God wanted.
All right. All right. Let's have a word of prayer then. And I know everybody's hungry, ain't you? But it doesn't matter. Well, what we're doing now is more important than that chili back there. It's just getting better. The longer it cooks, the better it's getting. Well, don't be discouraged over our little church either.
No.
Or our situation here. You know, it's just been my experience all through my life. We were on deputation, and we were in a lot of different churches. And then after that, we were still in a lot of churches. And you know where I remember clearly where the greatest blessings were always found.
Yep.
Where?
The small churches.
In the little churches.
Oh yeah.
You know, the generations before us, they grew up in little churches. They didn't go to mega churches.
Yeah.
They didn't have big old churches. They grew up with a few people. Their Sunday school was one or two people. Well, how many times have we heard the story of Miss Wiley out there at Shady Nook? They closed the church down, and she would sit on the steps and wait to see if any children would come by. If one child came by, she would teach them Sunday school.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And how many people do we know from that time? Preachers. We know preachers and, and many, many more. And so.
I was touched by that woman. She touched my life.
Well, that's what I mean. It's not these big things that get anything done. And I don't believe God's in very much of that at all. It's in your everyday life. It's just what you mentioned this morning about just holding forth the word of life.
It's about genuine and caring, too.
Heart. Yeah, and it's that contact between people that we have with people.
Yep.
And it's how they perceive us, you know, whether we care or not.
Yes. It's a big thing where I work.
Oh, yeah. Well, it is with all of them. Yep. I think about a lot of people I've known through the years, and that's rough people. Yeah, and they have a lot of respect for you if you just treat them like they're somebody instead of, you know, people look down their noses on that. It's a real offense to a lost person if somebody that's known for going to church and everything, just don't speak to them when they see them in public or something. Even if they don't even do it on purpose, they just, I mean, you need to go out of your way and do it on purpose. Be friendly to those lost people out there.
Yes. Well, just like the little, I know it was little, but what we did at Christmas time, they made an impact.
Yeah. Well, the world's sure in need of a lot more than what we can do. But that's the way it's done. Here a little and there a little. And so we'll do what we can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, let's pray, and we'll bless the food, and then let the ladies get back here and get arranged before everybody jumps up and runs back here. It's kind of, we don't have a free flow here.
It's a one-way street.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank you for the good service tonight. Pray, Lord, that it would be something that would help us each one to do what Jacob said, just continue on the course. Help us, Lord, to keep the faith, be faithful. Lord, we don't even know how much longer we've got here on this earth to work and labor for you. I pray you'd help us to use every day wisely. And like Esther said, not waste our time on foolish things, vain things. Lord, help us to get to the end of every day and be able to see that we've done something worthwhile, that we didn't just waste the air and the life that God gave us that day. Lord, help us. And I pray you'd bless the food here we're going to eat and our fellowship together. And guide and direct us after this that we go home. Pray you watch over everybody. I pray, Lord, you'd help us this week to touch somebody's life and make a difference. In Jesus' name, amen.